Can you just explain the purpose of this report that you delivered, and I guess in general terms for the public, what this report means?
So when in an election, if there's anything that has to change that isn't in accordance with the legislation, so, it appears to me, that for some reason, an unusual, unforeseen circumstance, I have to adapt a provision of the Act in order to get the election concluded, then that's what this particular report is. And that one has to be tabled in the legislature within 30 days of polling day.
So how much leeway do you have before it crosses the line and becomes too much of an adaptation or too large of a change?
And that's the purpose of this report. And that report is to tell them what adaptations I had to make in order to get the election concluded. There's no particular issue in there. They have to, it's what they do with it is, they have a certain amount of time to table it once I give it to them. And then they have to, that would be a question for the clerk of the House.
Sure. Is it fair to say that the amount of adaptations or changes that you had to make are unprecedented this time around?
I wouldn't say that it's unprecedented. It is just that in previous elections, we didn't have to adapt provisions of the legislation in order to get the election concluded. So, they all went very quickly, within the timelines and that sort of thing. So there was no adaptation of the Act in previous elections. It is it's the first time that I've had to issue one.
Okay. And, obviously there are certain things going on that I know you can't speak to. And so, especially with issues before the court and before the House of Assembly. So, but in general terms, these adaptations and those sorts of things, can you get a ballpark just for the public? How many changes you had to make?
Oh, I think that's in the Act, actually, specifically, or it's specifically in the report, which ones I had to make. They're all within the authority of the Chief Electoral Officer to make those adaptations.
Why not, some kind of a release or a briefing or something, just to give us a heads up that this was coming and to explain it, because it's, again, it caught us off guard, the media, who've been following this from day one. And so I can only imagine the general public hearing that there was a report delivered yesterday. And we did our best to explain that it wasn't your final report, which I believe is due within 9 months. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. And in reality, I can't talk about something before it's even tabled in the legislature. So, I couldn't release it myself until it was actually tabled in the legislature. So kind of hard for me to, give you a heads up that it was coming when I'm not allowed to tell you that it's there, right?
Even though it's publicly on your website, though?
It was publicly on my website after it was tabled in the legislature. So I can't issue anything on that until it was actually tabled in the legislature. And I received notification that they had tabled it, and then they would have had included a link for a tabled document in the legislature as well, right?
So you don't have any plans, though, at this point, now that it's tabled, to sort of have a briefing that you could inform all media and all the public of, what's in this one and the process going forward?
The report itself is very self-explanatory. It provides in detail the adaptations that were done during the election. And, basically just repeating what's actually already in the document itself.
I noticed, I read through it, and there are specific mentions of changes that you had to make in order to deal with, a lot of the things that came with the UK variant outbreak. But while there are some details, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about, the couple of specific ones where you acknowledged that there was voting by phone and ballots were dropped off in person. Why wouldn't those issues be added or included in this report?
Well, you'd have to figure out if that was an adaptation of the Act or not, and that I had to make a change in the Act. So, if they're not included in there, then they weren't considered adaptations of the Act.
Well, then possibly outside the Act?
No. Would have been permitted within the Act.
So those two issues that I mentioned would have been permitted within the Act?
Well, as you said, this is an issue that's before the court, so I can't really add any more comment to that.